A lot of families in Hazelwood memorialize loved ones who have been killed with custom t-shirts and flyers in the community. A new exhibit hopes to give a more permanent space to remember those who have been lost and the positive impact they could have had. It also celebrates the history of Hazelwood itself. Last week, 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino Young spoke to attendees at a preview of the nonprofit Center of Life's exhibit in Hazelwood, which was designed by students at Carnegie Mellon University.
Hi, my name is Pamela Glass. I help give a little bit of input as to how we wanted this exhibit to look. It tells the history of Hazelwood, about the steel industry that used to be here. There's a lot of things about Hazelwood other than what you hear in the news media. The negativity, the enormous amount of people that have been killed in the area, young people.
Hey baby, how you doing, honey? I'm glad you like it.
Oh my God, I was like, when I came in, it's so nice. I'm glad you guys kept the original stained glass windows in this. I was like, yes.
Well, my name is Tim Smith. I'm the executive director of Center of Life. I'm also the pastor of this church. This is the Keystone Church of Hazelwood. We run a basketball league here. There's some kids that have come up that I've had to bury over the years. They were all black boys between the age of 14 and 26. I was doing a eulogy for a 95-year-old man. And it hit me while I was doing the eulogy that I had never buried anybody that old before. So one day I went down to the basketball court and I saw the names of two of the boys that I had to bury written center court. And it hit me that, you know, there are mothers in this community who are saying that they don't want us to forget their kids. It wasn't like we were trying to recognize them as heroes or criminals. We just want to recognize the fact that they lived. Because, you know, mothers were strapping teddy bears to telephone poles and balloons and things like that. And there was no real dignified place to recognize their children.
I'm Dylan Vatone. I'm associate professor at Carnegie Mellon University. So kind of loosely, we thought of it as kind of five different components of your house. So we have the attic over here, which is the place where you keep history. You know, the things that are in a box in the attic that you got to go and look at every once in a while. Here is the kitchen where, you know, you sit around the table and you talk about what happened the day. This is a bedroom up here where, you know, that's where you lay in your bed and you cry and you have that personal time together. So, you know, I love the altar. So the altar has, on the left-hand side, it has the artifacts of loved ones that they've saved. And on the right-hand side, the wall is covered in picture frames for these memories that never happened. In the center, we have a table and, you know, it's kind of loosely built around the idea of the living room. And then the last one is the front porch. What it is kind of the outward facing nature of the front porch. So it's a board to kind of crowdsource support.
My name is Teresa Finn, and Jamar Finn was my son, my baby, who was murdered 4.5 years ago. Somebody shot through my window and killed my baby instantly, in the middle of conversation. What I told people is that everyone is suffering. It just don't be the mother, the father. It be the kids, the grandkids, the uncles, the cousins, the nieces, the aunts. When you take somebody's life, it affects everybody, the whole community.
My name is Kim Allen. My brother got murdered December 27th, 2009. This is his daughter. Come on, boo. The students did an awesome job. Wow, that's all I could say. Nobody would have seen this coming like this. And then for all these people to be in here right now, I think that it'll give some people that have an issue with moving forward to give them a chance to sit still. You have to. And just wrap your arms around everything that just took place. And then move forward. You'll know when it's your time. You'll know.